Hey everybody, welcome back to the Social Work Mentor podcast. Social Work Mentor is the place where you can find usable how-tos and guidance. If you're a social worker or any other kind of helping professional, Social Work Mentor is a place where you can find a lot of assistance. As long as you have any kind of connected device, you have access to these resources at your fingertips. If you want to see everything else that Social Work Mentor does, just go to socialworkmentor.com/links. And you will find more resources there. So this episode is going to talk a little bit about something that was really hot in the news in the past couple of months. But it kind of, at least as far as my awareness is, it kind of became a little less known or seen in the news, but it's something that I continue to wonder about. And as I mentioned in the segment you're about to hear, I haven't really paid as much attention to it as maybe I should have. So I'm hoping to get some dialogue going on this particular topic. And the topic is the concept of defund the police, specifically as it relates to replacing police or law enforcement with social workers. Now, I know there's been a lot of conversation about what defund the police actually means, and this video goes into that a little bit, or this podcast, this discussion talks about that. I know there's some people that mean really not defund the police completely, but what they mean is let's look at how we fund the police and allocate those funds a little differently. However, from what I've heard and from what people have told me, there are certainly people out there who really mean what they say when they say defund the police. They want law enforcement to be completely defunded. And so that's something that I discuss a little more in this podcast. And as I mentioned, I would love for you to go to our social media platforms and give me your feedback on this. I certainly have more to learn on this. And I think this is an area where there's more to come still. We don't know exactly how this is going to turn out. But by listening to the podcast in this episode, I hope you continue to think about it. And as I mentioned, contact me and let me know what your opinion is. So let's not delay it anymore. Let's get right into the episode and let's see what you think. Here it comes. Hey, everybody. This is Ernesto from Social Work Mentor. And I have a question for some of you. Are you a young person who's been thinking about what do you really want to do with your life? What do you want to do with your future? What direction do you want to go into? Or are you maybe a person a little bit more advanced in your career and you're thinking to yourself, how can I have the greatest impact on society? Well, I'm here to tell you that the answer to your question just might be so with the school year starting at the high school and college level, and so many people, young people primarily, just getting started out and trying to figure out what to do with their school careers, with their lives, with their futures, I thought it might be an important time to talk about just why it's important to our society that social work plays a huge role in what we're doing right now and where we're going. So there's three main reasons that I want to get into why I think that social work is playing a huge role in what society is going through right now and stands to play an even bigger role and why you're probably going to want to be involved in that. So in this video, I'm going to talk about three specific reasons why social work is going to play such a huge role in what happens with society in the coming years and how and why you might just want to be a part of that. So first and foremost, social justice is a huge part of what we do in social work. It's in many ways the foundation of what we do, and it is a driving force in much of the work that takes place in any of the areas of social work. Now, right now in the world, in many ways, we're in a global society that's reorganizing itself, that's being reshaped by new ideas and new ideologies and new realities. Social workers have the skills and the abilities to advocate for and to speak on behalf of those who are in the most need, those who are most vulnerable in society, in a society that's dynamically changing minute by minute, just like the one that we're in right now. Also, as it relates to social justice, social workers are very adept at building relationships, building strategic alliances, building coalitions of individuals and groups and organizations that serve to empower communities, to empower the individuals within communities and advocate for them to have their needs addressed, to speak on behalf of and to advocate for those in most need, those who are most vulnerable. Social justice is key to what social workers do. Another reason why social work is a huge and important factor in what society needs right now is because of the growing needs of individuals and families based on the current climate globally of the things that are happening day in and day out. Now, whether it's war or famine or social justice or housing or whatever it may be, families and individuals, certainly in the United States, but globally as well, are in more and more need of food, shelter, mental health services. A lot of the basic things that social workers do are increasing in their need by society. So we are seeing an increased need in all of the different types of services that social workers provide, maybe in your local area, but also on a global scale. Well, how do we know what these needs are in society, whether it's locally or globally? We know in many ways because social workers are able to identify these needs through the direct services that they are out there providing in communities, in neighborhoods, in cities, towns, rural areas. Social workers are out there on the ground seeing what the needs are, understanding what people need to survive in many cases. And in addition to that, social workers are quite often the researchers, the evaluators, the survey takers who go out and gather data and information to help us understand what the needs are and help us understand where we need to provide services. So not only do social workers help to identify what the needs are, but we actually, in many cases, are the ones who coordinate those needs. So once we as social workers working alongside with other partners figure out what's needed and where, we then as social worker help with the coordination of the provision of those needs. So we might provide, you know, we might work with several different agencies to help provide mental health, housing, food security, a lot of the different services. It's quite often a social worker or a team of social workers that are coordinating those efforts in a certain community or local area, or even in larger areas. And not only do social workers coordinate those efforts, but they are most likely the ones who are involved in the direct service or the direct provision of those services. So social workers are most likely involved in identifying and determining what services are needed, where they're needed, who needs them. But they're not only involved in that identification, they are most likely the ones who are providing those services. So on the front lines, directly providing the services that they themselves as a profession have identified. And probably the main reason why it's important for social workers to be involved at this level in terms of identifying needs and providing services and resources is because social workers truly, through education, through training, through experience, they truly have an understanding of how to build coalitions within communities, how to collaborate amongst service providers and agencies, and how to most effectively leverage the resources that each one of those service providers can give to the community. So social workers identify needs, they provide services, they coordinate services, and they help organizations and entities collaborate to make the most efficient use of the resources that are available to impact in the greatest way those who are most vulnerable and those who have the most need. And possibly the biggest reason why there's such a need to focus on social work in this moment is because there is actually a growing need for social work and a decreasing pool of individuals who are providing social work. So I used to think that this was a phenomenon in the country where I live in the United States, but as I've talked to more people and read more materials, I've come to understand that this is actually a global dilemma. And so it is not uncommon in social work to see agencies or organizations with a 20 to 30% vacancy rate. So imagine if you have 10 workers at any given time, 2 to 3 to maybe even 4 of them have left the agency or are leaving the agency. With that kind of turnover and that kind of vacancy, the result of that is quite often that when you have less social workers, there are more cases, there's more work to be done by the social workers who remain. And when those social workers have more work to do, sometimes less resources, the quality or the level of service that they can provide sometimes decreases. So it is crucial, number one, to look at just how many social workers we have in the pool. How can we attract more social workers in the pool? Are you one of those people that can join the pool? And how will that impact the quality of social work that the profession can provide to those in need? Now, before you get too discouraged, the good news is that the demand for social work is projected to increase by 16% by the year 2026. So the demand for social workers in child welfare and in hospitals and in schools and in communities, the need for social work positions and individuals to fill those positions is increasing by 16% in the next 5 years or so. Now, if you were to do an analysis with many other professions, you'll find that social work, the need for social work projected into the next 5 years or so is higher than most other professions. So we are needed in society. And finally, and this one is kind of my opinion, but you might agree, I think that social workers are crucially needed in the area of leadership and policy making. To create the legislation, the laws, the regulations that we'll need in this ever-shifting society that we find ourselves in now. Social workers, through training, through education, through philosophy and mindset, in my opinion, bring so much to the table as leaders, as even-handed, level-headed, very thoughtful, empathetic, and strategic leaders. I think that there is huge opportunity for you and I to look for positions in leadership, whether that's in local government, within your own agency, or even at a larger level. On a personal note, I currently serve as a school board member on a local school board, and I'm here to tell you that the values, the skills, the experiences that we have as social workers are so valuable to the effective leadership of organizations that are kind of outside of the traditional social work roles. So if you are in social work, thinking about getting into social work, or somewhere in the middle, consider a role in leadership, maybe within the social work profession, and maybe even a little bit outside of that. We have the skills that are needed to lead society forward as social workers. So be very aware that we as a profession, in my opinion at least, are key to what happens as a society in the coming years. All right, so those are my top reasons why I think social work is an important field in the world today and something for you to consider and for the rest of society to consider just how crucial a role we as social workers play in the shaping of our society in the coming 10 to 20 years. So now you know why social work is important, but do you have the skills that it takes to actually be a social worker? Well, if you want to know more about just what those skills are, check out the link that I'll leave somewhere around here. Then you can grab my list of the top 10 essential skills that any social worker must have. Once you see that list of those 10 essential skills, you can think about the things that we've talked about in this video and try to figure out whether or not social work may be the area for you to get into, to have an impact on society, and to fulfill yourself professionally. So I hope you grab that free of charge. I'll see you in the next video where I can provide you more insight and information about the field of social work. See you in the next one. So that's my discussion to this point about social workers and the defund the police movement. As I mentioned, go to socialworkmentor.com/links, find us on social media, and let me know what you think. Let's start a dialogue about this topic amongst social workers, and let's have some input into what actually ends up happening with regards to our profession. We're directly impacted by this, and we should have a say in what happens with this entire movement. So I hope that episode was helpful for you and it sparked some dialogue with your colleagues. There's more episodes like this coming soon, so make sure you keep your ears open and ready and waiting for the next episode. So thanks for listening. This is Social Work Mentor Ernesto, and signing out. See you next time.